is so-and-so in the executive offices has always worked well for me. So has, I've got somebody on the line from Vice President somebody's office. Which worked this time, too. You have to sort of develop the social engineer's instinct, get a sense of how cooperative the person on the other end is going to be with you. This time I lucked out with a friendly, helpful lady. In a single phone call, I had the address and phone number. Mission accomplished. Analyzing the con. Certainly, Janie knew that customer information is sensitive. She would never discuss one customer's account with another customer, or give out private information to the public. But naturally, for a call from within the company, different rules apply. For a fellow employee, it's all about being a team player and helping each other get the job done. The man from billing could have looked up the details himself if his computer hadn't been down with a virus, and she was glad to be able to help a coworker. Art built up gradually to the key information he was really after, asking questions along the way about things he didn't really need, such as the account number. Yet at the same time, the account number information provided a fallback. If the clerk had become suspicious, he'd call a second time and stand a better chance of success, because knowing the account number would make him sound all the more authentic to the next clerk he reached. It never occurred to Janie that somebody might actually lie about something like this, that the caller might not really be from the billing department at all. Of course, the blame doesn't lie at Janie's feet. She wasn't well-versed in the rule about making sure you know who you're talking to before discussing information in a customer's file. Nobody had ever told her about the danger of a phone call like the one from Art. It wasn't in the company policy, it wasn't part of her training, and her supervisor had never mentioned it. Mitnick message. Never think all social engineering attacks need to be elaborate ruses so complex that they're likely to be recognized before they can be completed. Some are in and out, strike and disappear, very simple attacks that are no more than, well, just asking for it. Preventing the con. A point to include in your security training. Just because a caller or visitor knows the names of some people in the company, or knows some of the corporate lingo or procedures, doesn't mean he is who he claims to be. And it definitely doesn't establish him as anybody authorized to be given internal information or access to your computer system or network. Security training needs to emphasize, when in doubt, verify, verify, verify. In earlier times, access to information within a company was a mark of rank and privilege. Workers stoked the furnaces, ran the machines, typed the letters, and filed the reports. The foreman or boss told them what to do, when, and how. It was the foreman or boss who knew how many widgets each worker should be producing on a shift, how many and in what colors and sizes the factory needed to turn out this week, next week, and by the end of the month. Workers handled machines and tools and materials, and bosses handled information. Workers needed only the information specific to their specific jobs. The picture is a little different today, isn't it? Many factory workers use some form of computer or computer-driven machine. For a large part of the workforce, critical information is pushed down to the user's desktops so that they can fulfill their responsibility to get their work done. In today's environment, almost everything employees do involves the handling of information. That's why a company's security policy needs to be distributed enterprise-wide, regardless of position. Everybody must understand that it's not just the bosses and executives who have the information that an attacker might be after. Today, workers at every level, even those who don't use a computer, are liable to be targeted. The newly hired rep in the customer service group may be just the weak link that a social engineer breaks to achieve his objective. Security training and corporate security policies need to strengthen that link.